There we go. Now I got it figured out. Man, has this place changed since the last time I've been here? I'm just going to ask everybody if I can, if they want to, in one word, describe the 2020 election. Let's see if there's anybody that wants to put their input in. Sorry if it's a little silence for a moment here. I'm walking. I'm trying to walk anyway. Oh, it's kind of... Everyone's eating right now. So let's ask the wife. Uh-oh, I guess I can take this mask off now. So how about it? I'm trying to ask everybody... in one word... One word only, describe the 2020 election. All right, so onion rings are fabulous, huh? So if you're hungry, for some good onion rings, come to the Yard Tavern, huh? If you had to describe the 2020 election in one word, what would that word be? Yeah, 2020 election in one word. You gotta speak up so everyone can hear you.
SOS.
SOS? That's a good, interesting response.
Somebody help me.
Please. What would happen if, what would you think if Kanye West actually became president? Uh-oh.
Call from Cheeto, hashtag latest.
Somebody's calling me. Yeah, right? That fast. How dare you say that? Uh-oh. I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I could have joined in.
You know what, Cheeto?
Hello? Are you there? I don't mean to hang up on you there, Cheeto. Are you there? I don't know how this works. This is the first time this ever happened. But man, these are good onion rings. So we got one SOS so far. Hey, Angela.
Yes.
In one word, what would you? How would you describe the 2020 election? One word.
Crap.
Crap.
She got that right.
I'm liking it. I'm liking it. Well, I have a new website. It's called VoteMyOpinion2020.com. Check it out.
I like it. I'll be right there.
We should be able to stone the loser.
Excuse me?
He said they should be able to stone the loser.
I just keep saying it's a rat race. How do they get away with it? They're all telling on each other like little school children.
That's pretty amazing. That's what I'm saying. Anything that's happening, there's all these people flipping on each other.
You want to come over and join us?
Well, I don't mind.
Well, come on over. I want to make sure everyone hears you. Oh, I didn't tell you that? We're doing a podcast. Vote My Opinion. It's I'm me and my opinion. And it's called How Do You Like Me Now? I'm live on 7 platforms. And I challenged HostGator. You know who HostGator is? I got a WordPress team. We just put together this website. Don't smash HostGator on my podcast. But we got to hear the truth. Go ahead. You want to smash them? Come on. Tell everyone. That's what this is for. It's an educational tool to get the kids involved in what's going on so that, you know, it prepares them for the political future that they're in
to be involved in.
Store for, let's say, because it is in store for.
You want to help the kids today?
That's what I want to do. That's what this is all about. Well, then they could take lessons from Trump, huh? You told them to take lessons from Trump, huh? Well, I'm actually offering the 501c3 groups, plus anyone who, you know, is working towards getting one. Like, all you see all these good groups on Facebook for fathers' rights and parental alienation and all of them that, you know, they need a little help to get over the boost. I got my Printify store that I'm giving 75% of the profit away to give them all, you know, a little, you know. Northwest side of Chicago. I've been across the country from the Florida Association of State Troopers to the California Highway Patrol, raising money for kids and programs, and never seen it go to anything. So, appreciate it. Say that a little louder.
Your heart's in the right place.
Amen, brother.
It's over Chicago. It's right in the... Right where the heart is of America is. Yeah. We've got a set example. Yep.
I've been telling everyone they're going to shut down that gang enforcement unit, and what's going to happen is then they're going to start arresting everybody. It's going to be a big smash. They don't need to get, they took, gathered all their information, and now it's time to clean up the streets. And that's what they're doing. So, I mean, they, you know, you,
I'm an Englewood guy.
Oh,
yeah?
Well,
part of Englewood.
Oh. I was on Hamilton and Mark Edwards. Okay, 67. Yeah, I know where it's at.
And now you're out here.
I'm from Garfield. I'm from Garfield. Oh, I do. Midway. My grandma lives in Austin. I went to St.
James Shandoff?
Yep.
Yeah, they closed that now.
I know Father Cronin was my best friend. And when Jason Van Dyke started going there, he got nothing but bad pumps, and now he's over my uncle. But very good friends.
Wow, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I lived in Brookfield.
Yes. Hey, I went to summer when my mom was up. I grew up in Garfield Ridge.
Yeah, I played Clear Ridge baseball.
Yeah, my daughter's got a house over on 60.
I almost went to Kennedy because I lived in East and West.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were last few rooms at my grandma's address on McKinsey and Kennedy.
Yeah.
I moved to RB that summer.
Right, my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter's going to RB right now.
Oh, yeah, great school.
Good school, yep.
Keep them clean your hair on, it'll be all right. That's big drug over there.
Yeah, no.
Okay, let's see what let's see if anybody else wants to pay.
My grandfather died for a long time, so my mom here to help.
Excuse me, ladies, before you take off, I'm doing a podcast. It's How Do You Like Me Now? And I'm me and my opinion. Like, if you could just describe the 2020 election in just one word,
oh, I'm sorry,
what would it be? You don't want to? Don't want to get it? One word. Scary. Good one.
Scary.
All right. Just one word. That's all.
Let's see.
One word. One word. 2020 election. How's it making you feel?
Tormented.
Tormented. I like it. I like it. VoteMyOpinion2020.com.
Okay.
It's all over. Just check it out. So an educational tool for the kids to get them involved and preparing for the political nightmare they're in store for. How about you? One word.
Trying to think.
Come on, one word. Come on. Say it loud and proud for me.
I don't know.
You're that confused?
No.
Aren't you scared at all? I mean, scared's got to be one.
Well, I know.
I mean, it's hard to pick one word because, I mean, it's got to give you like,
I know.
That's a cop-out word, right?
I'd like to say helpful, but.
Helpful.
Hopeful.
Hopeful
that, you know, there'll be a change.
Change, yeah, we need lots of changes.
Uh-huh.
Go to Vote My Opinion. You got a phone there. Vote My Opinion 2020. It takes a little, it's not even really totally complete, but me and my WordPress team are working on perfecting it. Coming up with a better, easier way to vote on a lot more us, just not, you know, vote on everything. Don't you think we all deserve a word, right? And I'm sorry, I should be wearing my mask while I'm coming around. But I'm not sick, and I hope you're not either. So cheers, ladies. Thank you for your input. Now I got to ask these guys. These guys look really experienced over here, and they got lots of knowledge. Can I ask you guys one favor? And I'm going to step my, keep my, one word, describe the 2020 election.
Trump.
Okay. I'm not going to knock nobody. You like Trump? Good. Okay. He's got Trump. How about you?
One word.
One word.
Chaotic.
Ah, I like it.
Crazy.
Crazy, that's yeah. Oh God, that's two words, but so is I know, but
Armageddon.
Oh, all right, we got a good
mistake.
Big mistake would be more, but it's one word. You got it. Mistake. Hey, you gonna say one? Come on, one word. He already did. He went. It's your turn.
I said Armageddon.
Okay, thanks, guys. I got a new website. It's an educational tool for kids to get them involved, like I said, in the political nightmare that they're in the future for. And it's, you know, just to get them involved. And, you know, I mean, we got to do something. I would say crazy with a capital K is how I describe it.
What's your one word for this 2020 election?
Crazy with a capital K. We're all nuts. That's what I got to say, but...
These kids, we might need some mega hats if they want.
Can you imagine? I mean, you guys got a few years on me, but from like when I was like in my teenage years until now, look how the world's changed. Now, I got 6 granddaughters that, you know, just a little concerned on what's the world going to be like when they get to be our age. Holy smokes, a loaf of bread's going to be, what, $1 million? Start thinking. All right, you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Say bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
Crazy, I tell you. Crazy. After you. All right, we're going to go on a pause break here. I got some food to eat. Oh, my God. You ought to see this cheeseburger. Looks like it's worth every penny of it.
They got mayo? Or?
Every penny of it. Say, Angela, say, tell them when they come to the York. The cheeseburgers are fabulous. Ah!
Oh my goodness,
man, I don't know if I'm going to even be able to do this. Are you sure there's a... there's a lot on there. Okay, everybody. We got a little time in here. I know it's 15, but we're still 3 minutes short. Oh, my God. How are we going to burn up 3 minutes? You want to talk to somebody?
No, I said
you wanted felon. A wanted felon? Oh, no. It's funny stuff. All right, so I'm going to fall just 2 minutes short of the whatever and... I got to eat this burger before it gets cold. So everybody, just remember, vote my opinion, 2020.com. There we go. Now I got it figured out. Man, has this place changed since the last time I've been here? I'm just going to ask everybody if I can, if they want to, in one word, describe the 2020 election. Let's see if there's anybody that wants to put their input in. Sorry if it's a little silence for a moment here. I'm trying to walk anyway. Oh, it's kind of... Everyone's eating right now. So let's ask the wife. I guess I can take this mask off now. So how about it? I'm trying to ask everybody in one word, only, describe the 2020 election. All right, so onion rings are fabulous, huh? So if you're hungry, for some good onion rings, come to the York Tavern, huh? If you had to describe the 2020 election in one word, what would that word be? Yeah, 2020 election in one word. You gotta speak up so everyone can hear you.
SOS.
SOS? That's a good, interesting response. Please. What would happen if, what would you think if Kanye West actually became president? Uh-oh.
Call from Cheeto hashtag latest.
Somebody's calling me. Yeah, right? That fast. How dare you say that? Uh-oh. I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I could have joined in.
You know
want, Cheeto.
Hello? Are you there? I don't mean to hang up on you there, Cheeto. Are you there? I don't know how this works. This is the first time this ever happened. But man, these are good onion rings. So we got one SOS so far. Hey, Angela.
Yeah.
In one word, what would you? How would you describe the 2020 election? One word.
Crap.
Crap.
She got that right.
I'm liking it. I'm liking it. Well, I have a new website. It's called VoteMyOpinion2020.com. Check it out.
I like it. I like it. I'll be right there.
We should be able to stone the loser.
Excuse me?
He said they should be able to stone the loser.
I just keep saying it's a rat race. How do they get away with it? They're all telling on each other like little school children.
Hey, you know what? That's pretty amazing. That's what I'm saying. Anything that's happening, there's all these people flipping on each other.
You want to come over and join us?
Well, I don't mind.
Well, come on over. I want to make sure everyone hears you.
Oh, no, are you taking me for some reason?
Oh, I didn't tell you that. We're doing a podcast. Vote my opinion. I'm me and my opinion. And it's called How Do You Like Me Now? I'm live on 7 platforms. And I challenged HostGator. You know who HostGator is? I got a WordPress team. We just put together this website. Don't smash HostGator on my podcast. But we got to hear the truth. Go ahead. You want to smash them? Come on. Tell everyone. That's what this is for. It's an educational tool to get the kids involved in what's going on so that, you know, it prepares them for the political future that they're in
to be involved in.
Store for, let's say, because it is in store for.
You want to help the kids in today?
That's what I want to do. That's what this is all about. Well, then they could take lessons from Trump, huh? You're telling them to take lessons from Trump, huh? Well, I'm actually offering the 501c3 groups, plus anyone who, you know, is working towards getting one. Like, you see all these good groups on Facebook for fathers' rights and parental alienation and all of them that, you know, they need a little help to get over the boost. I got my Printify store that I'm giving 75% of the profit away to give them all, you know, a little, you know. Northwest side of Chicago. I've been across the country from the Florida Association of State Troopers to the California Highway Patrol, raising money for kids and programs, and never seen it go to anything. So, appreciate it. Say that a little louder.
Your heart's in the right place.
Amen, brother.
Right where the heart is of America. Yeah. Well, you got a
I've been telling everyone they're going to shut down that gang enforcement unit, and what's going to happen is then they're going to start arresting everybody. It's going to be a big smash. They don't need to get. They gathered all their information, and now it's time to clean up the streets, and that's what they're doing. So I mean, they, you know.
I'm an
Englewood
guy.
Oh, yeah?
Well, part of
Englewood. Oh.
I was on Hamilton and Mark
Hamilton. Okay, so just tell me. I know where it's at. Yeah, right in the
and now you're out here.
I'm from Garfield. I'm from Garfield. I do. Midway. My grandma lived in Austin. I went to St.
St. James, Shenandoah?
Yep.
Yeah, they closed that now.
I know Father Cronin is my best friend. And when Jason Van Dyke started going there, he got nothing but bad pumps, and now he's over by but very good friends.
Wow, yeah, I mean,
I live in Brookfield.
Hey, yeah, we were some of them where my mom was up. I grew up in Garfield Ridge.
Yeah, I played Clear Ridge baseball.
Yeah, my daughter's got a house over on 60.
I almost went to Kennedy. So we were last year, we were my grandma's address on Kennedy.
Yeah.
I moved to RB that summer.
Right, my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter's going to RB right now.
Oh, great school.
Good school, yep. You
gotta keep them clean your hair away, it'll be all right. That's a big drug over there.
Yeah, no.
Okay, let's see if anybody else wants to pick.
My grandfather died, my mom here at the house.
Excuse me, ladies, before you take off, I'm doing a podcast. It's How Do You Like Me Now? And I'm me and my opinion. If you could just describe the 2020 election in just one word, what would it be? You don't want to get in? One word. Scary. Good one. All right. Just one word. That's all.
Let's see.
One word. One word. 2020 election. How's it making you feel?
Tormented.
I like it. VoteMyOpinion2020.com. It's all over. Check it out. So an educational tool for the kids to get them involved and preparing for the political nightmare they're in store for. How about you? One word.
Trying to think.
Come on, one word. Come on. Say it loud and proud for me.
I don't know.
You're that confused?
No.
Aren't you scared at all? I mean, scared's got to be one.
Well, I know.
I mean, it's hard to pick one word because, I mean, it's got to give you like,
I know.
That's a cop-out word, right?
I'd like to say helpful, but.
Helpful.
Hopeful.
Hopeful
that, you know, there'll be a change.
Change, we need lots of changes.
Uh-huh.
Go to Vote My Opinion. You got a phone there. Vote My Opinion 2020. It takes a little, it's not even really totally complete, but me and my WordPress team are working on perfecting it. Coming up with a better, easier way to vote on a lot more of us. Just not, you know, vote on everything. Don't you think we all deserve a word, right? And I'm sorry, I should be wearing my mask while I'm coming around. But I'm not sick, and I hope you're not either. So cheers, ladies. Thank you for your input. Now I got to ask these guys. These guys look really experienced over here, and they got lots of knowledge. Can I ask you guys one favor? And I'm going to step my, keep my, one word, describe the 2020 election.
Trump.
Okay. I'm not going to knock nobody. You like Trump? Good. Okay. He's got Trump. How about you?
One word.
One word.
Chaotic.
Ah, I like it.
Crazy.
That's yeah.
Oh, God.
That's two words, but.
No.
So is I know, but.
Armageddon.
All right. We got a good one.
A big mistake
would be more, but it's one word. You got it. Mistake. Hey, you gonna say one? Come on, one word. He already did. He went. It's your turn.
I said Armageddon.
Okay, thanks, guys. It's a. I got a new website. It's an educational tool for kids to get them involved. Like I said, in the political nightmare that they're in the future for. And it's, you know, just to get them involved and, you know, I mean, we got to do something. I would say crazy with a capital K is how I describe it.
What's your one word for this 2020 election?
Crazy with a capital K. We're all nuts. That's what I got to say. But
these kids, we might need some mega guys if they want.
Can you imagine? I mean, you guys got a few years on me, but. From like when I was like in my teenage years until now, look how the world's changed. Now I got 6 granddaughters that, you know, just a little concerned on what's the world gonna be like when they get to be our age. Holy smokes, a loaf of bread's gonna be what, $1 million? Start thinking. All right, you guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Say bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
Crazy, I tell you, crazy. After you. All right, we're going to go on a pause break here. I got some food to eat. Oh, my God, you ought to see this cheeseburger. Looks like it's worth every penny of it. Every penny of it. Say, Angela, say, tell her when to come to the York. The cheeseburgers are fabulous.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I don't know if I'm going to even be able to do this. Are you sure there's a lot on there? Okay, everybody, we got a little time in here. I know it's 15, but we're still 3 minutes short. Oh my God, how are we going to burn up 3 minutes? You want to talk to somebody?
No, I said, a wanted felon.
A wanted felon, oh no.
Get yourself a reward.
It's funny stuff. All right, so I'm going to fall just 2 minutes short of the whatever, and I got to eat this burger before it gets cold. So, everybody, just remember, vote my opinion, 2020.com.